Unit 4. Let's go rollerblading. Warm up. Exercise D. Listen. Circle the two activities you hear. 1.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. It's Phil. What are you doing? Are you busy?
No, I'm just reading.
What are you reading?
Oh, I'm reading a great book called The Story of...
2.
Hello?
Hello. Is Karen there, please?
Yes, just a minute. Karen, it's for you.
Okay, I'm coming. Hello?
Hi, Karen. It's Elena.
Hi, Elena. What's up?
Well, I'm working at the hospital. What are you doing?
Nathan and I are trying to rollerblade.
Rollerblade? You're rollerblading?
Well, we're trying to. Oh, no. Woo! Oh, dear. Ouch!
Conversation. Is it helping? Exercise A. Listen and practice.
It's a beautiful day. Let's do something.
I know. How about going to the beach?
I'm sorry, but I'm busy today. I have to work.
Hi. What are you doing?
We're trying to rollerblade.
Hey, Mom. Let's go with them.
Andy, what are you doing?
I'm pushing you. Is it helping?
No, it isn't. But thanks anyway. Andy, be careful. You're going too fast.
No, I'm not. You're taking too long.
Slow down, Andy. Wait for me.
Bye. See you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Grammar in context. Talking about activities. Pronunciation. Exercise A. Listen to the stressed words. He isn't working. He's studying. They aren't studying. They're playing cards. Exercise B. Listen. Circle the stressed words.
1. We aren't eating dinner. We're making dinner. 2.
He isn't working. He's reading.
3. I'm eating breakfast. I'm not eating lunch. 4.
She isn't reading. She's studying.
5. They're shopping. They aren't rollerblading.
Exercise C. Listen again and repeat.
1. We aren't eating dinner. 2. We're making dinner. 3.
He isn't working. 4. He's reading.
3. I'm eating breakfast. 4. I'm not eating lunch. 5.
She isn't reading. 6. She's studying.
5. They're shopping. They aren't rollerblading.
Vocabulary in context. Listening. Exercise D. Listen to the conversations. Is the person saying yes or saying no? Check the correct box. 1.
Hey, let's go rollerblading.
Sorry, but I have to go home.
2.
How about eating dinner with me?
Sounds great.
3.
How about helping me wash the dishes?
Well, okay.
4.
Let's go to the beach.
Maybe another time. I have to work.
5.
Let's go shopping.
Sorry, I'm busy.
6.
How about helping me with my homework?
Sorry, but I have to work.
7.
How about going out for breakfast?
Great idea.
8.
Let's play cards.
Sure, sounds great.
Listening in context. Listen. Write the name on the correct figure.
Hey, Annie, look. Everyone's rollerblading. Let's watch them.
Sorry, but I have to wash these dishes.
Oh, look. Casey's falling into the pool. Jason is running to help her.
Is Jason helping Casey?
Yeah, she's okay. But Nathan isn't rollerblading anymore. He's sitting on the ground. He's laughing.
Hey, Ben, let's go talk to them. I don't really have to wash these dishes now.
Unit 5. Can you sing and dance? Warm up. Exercise C. Listen. You will hear three actors auditioning. What can they do? What can't they do? Mark the correct column.
Let's start the auditions. Okay, Lisa, can you dance? Good. Very good. Thank you, Lisa. That's great. Now, Robert, can you sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Robert. Next. Next! Linda, I want you to cry. Can you cry?
Can I cry?
Do you want a tissue?
Conversation. Tasty chicken. Listen and practice. Jason is at an audition for an acting job on TV.
Okay, Jason. Well, what can you do? Can you sing?
Yes, I can sing. But not very well.
Can you dance?
Well, yes, I can dance a little, but not very well.
You can't sing or dance very well. Okay. Can you speak Spanish?
Yes, I can. I can speak Spanish very well. My parents are from Puerto Rico.
Good. Now, let's see you act. Can you act?
Yes, of course. I can act. But what am I auditioning for? A father? A doctor? A lawyer?
A father? A doctor? No. You're auditioning for the role of Tasty Chicken.
Grammar in context. Asking about ability. Pronunciation. Exercise A. listen to the sound of stressed and unstressed can. Unstressed.
Can you sing? Can you sing?
Stressed. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. No, I can't. No, I can't. Exercise B. Listen. Circle the stressed words.
1.
Can you sing?
Yes, I can.
2.
Can he ski?
No, he can't.
3.
Can she dance?
Yes, she can.
4.
Can they play the guitar?
No, they can't. Exercise C. Listen again and repeat.
1.
Can you sing?
Yes, I can.
2.
Can he ski?
No, he can't.
3.
Can she dance?
Yes, she can.
4.
Can they play the guitar?
No, they can't. Vocabulary in context. Talking about nationalities and languages. Exercise B. Listen and circle the word you hear.
1. Annie can't speak Spanish very well. 2. Stacy's grandparents can speak French and English. 3. Ken can't speak Chinese very well. 4. Phil Chen's parents can speak Chinese and English. 5. Ben's grandfather can speak Portuguese. 6. Stacy can't speak Korean.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen to the date connection. What do the people do? Match each person with an occupation.
I'm Frank Sabatino, and this is The Date Connection. Tonight, let's welcome our 6 young contestants. First, Vanessa. Vanessa is a musician. She can play the piano, and she can sing and dance.
That's right, Frank. Of course, I can't play the piano and dance at the same time.
Let's hear it for Vanessa. Our second young woman is Jane. Jane is an actress.
Hello!
Yes, well, Jane says she can play baseball. She can also play soccer, but not very well. You're a wonderful athlete.
Thank you!
Jane is an actress. She can play baseball, and she can also play soccer. Let's hear it for Jane! And this is Linda. Linda is a doctor, and she can speak Spanish. Can you say something in Spanish for our audience?
Hola.
Hola. Hello to you too, Linda. Be careful of Linda. Linda can do karate. Thank you, Linda. Okay, so this is David. He's a writer. Can you write about dating, David?
No, but I can write about sports.
Really? Can you play any sports?
Oh, sure. I can play baseball and basketball.
Baseball and basketball?
Yes. I can play soccer, but not very well.
Soccer, too? Wonderful! Let's hear it for David! Our fifth young person is Don. What do you do, Don?
I'm a businessman for an international company.
Can you speak other languages?
I can speak Japanese and Spanish, but not very well.
Japanese and Spanish! Wonderful! Let's hear it for Don! Last but not least, we have Ken. Ken is an engineer. Ken can sing and dance. And careful, Linda, he can do karate, too. Welcome, Ken.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Let's have a big round of applause for everyone.
Exercise B. Listen again. Match each person with an activity.
I'm Frank Sabatino, and this is The Date Connection. Tonight, let's welcome our six young contestants. First, Vanessa. Vanessa is a musician. She can play the piano, and she can sing and dance.
That's right, Frank. Of course, I can't play the piano and dance at the same time.
Let's hear it for Vanessa. Our second young woman is Jane. Jane is an actress.
Hello!
Yes, well, Jane says she can play baseball. She can also play soccer, but not very well. You're a wonderful athlete.
Thank you.
Jane is an actress. She can play baseball, and she can also play soccer. Let's hear it for Jane. And this is Linda. Linda is a doctor, and she can speak Spanish. Can you say something in Spanish for our audience?
Hola.
Hola. Hello to you too, Linda. Be careful of Linda. Linda can do karate. Thank you, Linda. Okay, so this is David. He's a writer. Can you write about dating, David?
No, but I can write about sports.
Really? Can you play any sports?
Oh, sure. I can play baseball and basketball.
Baseball and basketball?
Yes. I can play soccer, but not very well.
Soccer, too? Wonderful! Let's hear it for David! Our fifth young person is Don. What do you do, Don?
I'm a businessman for an international company.
Can you speak other languages?
I can speak Japanese and Spanish, but not very well.
Japanese and Spanish! Wonderful! Let's hear it for Don! Last but not least, we have Ken. Ken is an engineer. Ken can sing and dance. And careful, Linda, he can do karate, too. Welcome, Ken.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Let's have a big round of applause for everyone.
Unit 6. What's it like? Warm up. Exercise B. Listen. What city is the person describing? Circle the correct answer.
It's a big city. You can see the ocean and mountains. There are a lot of houses in the hills, and there are a lot of freeways. You can drive very fast. You can visit Hollywood.
Conversation. New York is very exciting. Exercise A. Look at the story and listen.
So, Jason, where are you from?
Stony Brook.
Where's that?
It's on Long Island, near New York City.
New York City. What's New York really like?
Well, it's very big. There are lots of people, tall buildings, cars and buses everywhere.
Is it exciting?
Oh, yes. It's very exciting.
Is it very different from Hollywood and Los Angeles?
Yes, it is. But Hollywood is exciting, too, especially for actors.
That's right. You're an actor.
Yes, I am. I'm waiting to hear about a new job. Cross your fingers.
Grammar in context. Talking about location. Listening. Exercise B. Listen. What is the person saying? In or on? Check the correct box.
1. The Empire State Buildings in New York City. 2. San Francisco's in California. 3. The school's on Atlantic Street. 4. His apartment's on University Avenue. 5. Honolulu's in Hawaii. 6. Atlanta's in Georgia. 7. Hollywood's in Los Angeles. 8. Capitol Records is on Vine Street.
Grammar in context. Describing specific features of places. Pronunciation. Exercise B. Hollywood has 3 syllables. Hall, Lee, Wood. Listen to these words. Write the number of syllables in each word.
1. Hollywood. Hollywood is in California. Hollywood. Hollywood. Hollywood is in California. Hollywood. 2. Michigan. Michigan is in the north. Michigan. Michigan. Michigan is in the north. Michigan. 3. Los Angeles. What's Los Angeles like? Los Angeles. Los Angeles. What's Los Angeles like? Los Angeles. 4. San Francisco. Is San Francisco near Los Angeles? San Francisco. San Francisco. Is San Francisco near Los Angeles? San Francisco. 5. New York City. New York City is exciting. New York City. New York City. New York City is exciting. New York City. 6. San Diego. San Diego is near Mexico. San Diego. San Diego. San Diego is near Mexico. San Diego.
Exercise C. Listen. Circle the stressed syllables in the words above.
1. Hollywood. Hollywood. 2. Michigan. Michigan. 3. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. 4. San Francisco. San Francisco. 5. New York City. New York City. 6. San Diego. San Diego.
6. Exercise D. Listen again and repeat.
1. Hollywood. 2. Michigan. 3. Los Angeles. 4. San Francisco. 5. New York City. 6. San Diego.
6. Listening in context. Exercise A. Jason is planning a vacation. Stacy and Casey are helping. Listen. Write Newport Beach or Malibu under the correct photograph.
Jason is planning his vacation. Let's help him.
Okay. Jason, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe Newport Beach or Malibu.
Well, Malibu's beautiful.
Wait, let's make a list.
Okay, let's see. Malibu's beautiful.
But it's boring.
Malibu, boring.
Newport Beach is exciting, and it's near here.
Newport Beach, exciting and nearby.
Yes, but Newport Beach is noisy at night. Malibu is quiet. The beach is very clean, and the surfing is great.
Okay. Newport Beach, noisy. Malibu, quiet and clean beach.
Yeah, but there are a lot of good restaurants in Newport Beach. You and food, Stacy. They're good, but they're very busy. There are always a lot of people. And what about all the cars? There are a lot of cars in Newport Beach. The streets are very crowded. In Malibu, the streets are empty. My vote is for Malibu.
But you aren't going.
Okay, okay. Let's look at the list.
Exercise B. Listen again. Circle the words about Newport Beach. Underline the words about Malibu.
Jason is planning his vacation. Let's help him.
Okay. Jason, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe Newport Beach or Malibu.
Well, Malibu's beautiful. Wait, let's make a list.
Okay, let's see. Malibu's beautiful.
But it's boring.
Malibu, boring.
Newport Beach is exciting, and it's near here.
Newport Beach, exciting and nearby.
Yes, but Newport Beach is noisy at night. Malibu is quiet. The beach is very clean, and the surfing is great.
Okay, Newport Beach, noisy. Malibu, quiet and clean beach.
Yeah, but there are a lot of good restaurants in Newport Beach. You and food, Stacy. They're good, but they're very busy. There are always a lot of people. And what about all the cars? There are a lot of cars in Newport Beach. The streets are very crowded. In Malibu, the streets are empty. My vote is for Malibu.
But you aren't going.
Okay, okay. Let's look at the list.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，点儿啊。